Next item, please, 724.
Accept report on gender-neutral documents and policies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Lynn Vu. I'm a deputy city attorney. To my left is Linda Law, a senior deputy city attorney. And this is David Reese, the assistant director of human resources. We wanted to give you an update on the status of the city's gender-neutral language policies. Just by way of background, this was a resolution passed in December of 2015. The first part of the resolution dealt with the conversion of single-user restrooms to all-user restrooms, and that part of the resolution has been accomplished and is still ongoing with different building plans. But what we wanted to report to you on today is the second portion, which is the portion that has tasked the city attorney's office and the Bureau of Human Resources with assisting all the city bureaus with reviewing their policies and documents for any gender-specific language and then revising and replacing them with gender-neutral language where practical. As part of that process, our office has developed some guidelines, which is attached to our report as Exhibit A. The guidelines provided a non-exhaustive list of the documents that that should be reviewed, along with some methodology for reviewing and replacing any gender-specific language. We also asked each of the bureaus to appoint a lead person and then to provide a game plan as to when each bureau would accomplish this. The city or the bureau's responses are attached to our report as Exhibits B and C, so you can look to those to see which the game plan for each bureau. Based on those responses from the bureaus and then also from a couple of meetings that we had, our offices came up with some recommendations, which I'll have Linda talk about.
My name is Linda Law, and I'm a deputy city attorney for the city attorney's office. And so on behalf of the city attorney's office and the Bureau of Human Resources, we compiled the information and are making these particular recommendations to council. We would ask the council to direct staff to develop some recommendations for citywide training plan so that whatever is the way to carry out this particular policy, we have education to support that so folks can understand why they're doing what, you know, whatever we're directed to do. In addition, we would ask for direction to direct staff to develop a citywide style guide for gender-neutral language so that we are consistent in the use as a city as a whole versus bureau to bureau to bureau. That's important because we want to have the same respect for people across the board. Finally, we want to get clarification and further instruction to direct us to come back with a binding resolution so that we are all on the same page as to what to do and when in terms of these education and the style guide. David?
On behalf of Anna Canwit, Bureau of Human Resources, I'm David Reese, Assistant Director. We wanted to add our support to the work that's gone on and to particularly recognize the City Attorney's Office for providing the staff and the support. We'll continue to participate in this project as well.
Happy to take any questions.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions?
Well, let me say, as the author of the underlying legislation, I really appreciate the work you've done to bring it forward with the full support of Portland Parks and Recreation. As you've noted, we've converted over 600 single-stall restrooms to all-user restrooms. And now we're actually engaged in a community-wide challenge to engage folks outside of the city. The one question that I would have, because you've posed some questions here, is, you know, in light of the work we're doing on boards and commissions, which is going to be require some bandwidth, and thank goodness Judy Prosper is coming back soon. But in light of that work and some other things we're doing, at some point there's a bandwidth question about how much we can do and how realistic is it we can do it within a certain time frame. I mean, I would turn around one of the questions here and say that, yes, I think we need uniform standards. I think we need a style guide that everyone can follow so we have consistency. But I also think we should set realistic dates and goals because ultimately there's a lot of work to be done on top of a lot of other related work. And I don't want to keep adding things to city attorney's office and just expecting that you can do that on top of everything else you're doing. So I think we want to be guided a little bit by what you think is realistic. And setting time limits that give people a chance to appoint staff folks to go through all their documents, make changes in a reasonable basis, and at some point be able to declare that across all of our bureaus and platforms, we have a consistent way of addressing gender. So we may not actually get to that question today, and I know you've made some progress, but I want to be respectful of the bandwidth of the city attorney's office. And if it turns out we need a dedicated person to do this, like what we've done with some other council priorities, like our ADA implementation plan and the like, I think we should then have a serious conversation about whether there's an additional staff person that's needed to get this done. It's extremely important. I'm proud of the work, but I also want to make sure we have a realistic plan for getting it done.
We appreciate that. And that's why part of the conversation that we need to have would be with the respective bureau liaisons that's been tasked to be the lead for their bureaus on this particular subject. And we want to also engage other important people, such as the equity managers for the bureaus or equity persons or people who have those particular interests, such as the folks in DEEP, and also with their help to identify the right members across the city who want to participate and who have the bandwidth to participate.
Mayor, can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Please. Because this ultimately, the city attorney's office reports to you, and you know we run into the same challenge here of lots of different folks coming together. Because Tom Reinhart has an important role here as the CAO, and because of the interest that I have in our office, what I would suggest is that we pull together the meeting of the people who have been designated by offices and bureaus as the person who's working on this with the equity managers that we have and OMF led by Tom. I would like to participate. And I think we should have a meeting this summer to actually go through these questions and then come back with recommendations to council. And I think that will give us a more realistic sense of what we can commit to and also whether we need additional resources to meet the goals.
Very good. And did you want to volunteer, Commissioner Udaly, for this? I think it's a great idea, Nick. We'd be happy.
And if it's possible, I would suggest we pull together a meeting in July or early August and just do it over a lunch hour and have that conversation.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. That makes a lot of good common sense, Nick. I'll make sure we take care of that.
Wonderful.
Very good. Colleagues, any other further questions? Is there any public testimony on this?
Yes, we have two people, Mimi Guerin and Star Stoffer.
Thanks, Nick. That's a good suggestion.
Well, I don't want to do it ad hoc.
We'll come back with a whole. Yeah, it's good to do it coordinated.
Oh, good. Would you like to start?
No.
Okay. Good. My name is Mimi Guerin, and I was reading the entire agenda item the other day, and I was really surprised that in like 41 pages, people still couldn't quite figure out how to just be human. This, to me, it's like the city's looking for some of the bureaus, specifically the cops bureau, are looking for, I'll just read it because it's so much easier to read. The bureau will need support to include added personnel, training, guidance from experts. Are you serious? following staff development and guidance provided by the city, we would begin the internal policy development process to create equality for people who work in the PPB. What this says to me is, first of all, they're completely incompetent as human beings to even function, because they need a whole support team to figure out how to be okay with a trans person or a queer person on the police force. And secondly, this is leeway here. This is the path to coming in to say we want more money in order to consider if we're going to do this at all. And Amanda, I mean, with you and the bathroom thing, you know, from this past year, Amanda, you did it. You can shake your head, but you did that. You created inequality in this building by your comments. And you know what? This is my response, especially to the PPB, regarding inequality and the absolute insanity of not knowing how to be humane, as if we would expect anything else from the PPB. No one is equal until all are equal. End racism in PDX by dismantling the slave catchers, the KKK, the PPB. If not, your talk, this talk, this agenda is propaganda of the state. Fuck the police. That is why we say that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mimi.
And you guys, remember, we're not in any way trying to edit what people say, but we do have an FCC license. So just keep that in mind, because this is broadcast.
Hi, my name is Red Hamilton. I identify as a non-binary person. I would like to know if anybody on this panel is from the LGBTQ plus community, to that for the people that can benefit from these bathrooms. No? No? Because I would want somebody to come talk to me about, you know, the bathrooms, because I'm directly affected when I go into a bathroom that doesn't match my gender. So, just saying, you should probably talk to the people that would probably benefit from that.
Fair
and
enough.
If you want to talk to me, you can.
Thank you.
I'm here.
Appreciate that offer. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Star Stoffer, this issue concerns me personally. My partner is transgender, and as well as Red, I am disturbed by the fact that it doesn't seem to be that there's any representation of the LGBTQ plus community behind us in regards to this issue. I also like the idea of, and I know she's very busy, but I like the idea of Chloe taking this over, because God forbid Amanda takes it over, she'll be peeking over every bathroom stall in this city. Shame on you. This rings very much like Jim Crow laws against black people. Whites only, coloreds only. Only now we have men only, women only, and trans. You better hope that you choose right, and you better hope that you do so in an area where you might be safe to make a wrong choice, because otherwise it could get you killed, or a politician could peek over the stall and violate you in a sexually exploitive way, or. We need to be talking about this in the sense of humanity. We're talking about this in the sense of policy and how we're going to write this up and expert training. You don't need expert training to treat people like human beings.
Right.
Why are we spending all this money? Why does the PPB need money to treat people like human beings? That's very telling about the PPB. I believe we've been making that complaint about them for a long time now. And they just admitted it right there in what she read. They have no idea how to treat people who are different genders, who do not identify as what you see immediately, or who are not white like human beings. They need expert training on that. Well, I think they need expert training on how to pull their heads right out of their butts. It's ridiculous. I'm disturbed. I don't trust this council to do the right thing. I mean, she's sitting on this council and she peeks over stalls and violates people's privacy. She's transphobic.
Thank you. Next, is there any other public testimony? Hearing none, I'll take a motion.
Move adoption of the report.
Second.
I want to say something.
Second. Sorry, the record's closed. The
record's closed.
Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
I learned a lot by the mistake that I made earlier this year.
Excuse me. Shh. No, the record's closed. You didn't sign up. Please continue, Commissioner.
I learned a lot earlier this year by the mistake that I made, and while I regret the harm that I caused, I don't regret the learning that I was able to do, and I particularly appreciate the people who gently and graciously brought issues to my attention so that I was able to learn and understand better. I appreciate the way that this, the recognition that some of us are at different stages, and there does need to be education and training and inclusivity. I'm sure that Commissioner Fish has, I know he has included people from many different communities in the planning for the work that he's doing, and I appreciate that very much. Aye.
Fish.
We're accepting the report, Mayor?
Correct.
So thanks to our city attorneys and the team working on this. I appreciate the progress we've made, and as I said, I've committed to participating in a meeting this summer with the various stakeholders and to be convened by Tom Reinhart to address a couple of the questions that you've posed about bandwidth and timelines and consistency. And then I'd be happy to bring those recommendations back to council after I brief the mayor. Thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The report's accepted.